that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape, well, you better hit the
Gymwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gymwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits. So I came in and Justin handed me a sheet of paper and said, don't worry, I got this covered, so I have no idea what the podcast is about for today.
Okay, but, well, well, you're about to find out, as will everyone else.
Yeah.
So I've been getting a lot of questions recently about what are the best overall exercises. So what I thought we would do today is have a contest between Ryan and I, and we're going to name right off the top of our head the six best exercises. Basically, here's the contest. You have to assign someone, and just a normal person, assuming that their body functions normally, six exercises for their overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to measure the sort of its productivity, its efficiency, how good they are with different categories, which are strength, function, cardio, cosmetic, and then the overall tally. And we're going to tally those scores 1 through 10. So we each have to choose six different exercises, and then we'll discuss those exercises, what they benefit, what might be lacking, and then what might be lacking from the overall workout. So you have to assign someone six exercises, Ryan. They can be any exercises. You can do a variation. So, for instance, if you do a push-up, you can do different, you know, like a wide angle, triangle push-up.
But let's say if I chose a diamond push-up and a wide push-up.
No,
does that count as
one? You could just say push-up.
Okay.
Within reason, we're not being crazy here. You can do variations on the exercises.
I'm confused. Who's going to judge?
We are. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to judge each other's exercises.
Okay. And is it so the six it's not the six best exercises, but the six
you have
the, six exercises that would make the best program. If I had six,
or just for you have to give someone six exercises. It could be the six best exercises, or it could be six exercises, but you could only give someone six exercises.
What if the six best exercises were all exercises that work the chest? Like, I'm just
then,
as an example.
Then the
would
person
it make more
would
sense?
Have a,
but there's no balance.
The person would have no balance in their workout.
So
you
I
have
six
to
things that provide balance.
That's up to you. You can choose what to do, and we're going to rate the overall workout. So if you did chest exercises, they would have no cardio in there or very little.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would have only strength in one place, but they wouldn't have overall strength, something like that. So you have to take all those categories into consideration. Once again, strength, power, explosivity, we're just going to group that all into strength. Function, your ability to do either athletics or everyday things, your cardiovascular health,
mm-hmm.
your cosmetic, and your overall. The cosmetic, we only rate from 1 to 5 because I consider that the least important. So everything else gets a 1 to 10 rating, and then we're going to tally our points. So spit them out. You got six exercises right now.
I'm going to play along, even though there's things that I wouldn't structure the way you did.
Okay.
But I'm going to play the game.
In the end, it'll probably you'll see the structure.
All right. Well, why don't you hit pause, and then we'll resume when we have our list.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. We're back.
Yeah.
And
the
we
listener
have our
probably
exercises.
Okay.
Right. So
okay. So I'm going to try to clarify these rules for a second. So it appears. So we're each going to design our own six exercise routine, and I will add a little PDF to the site. So we'll do a little additional bonus feature. So you'll get each of our workouts, so you can try it at your own risk. Consult a doctor before trying any exercise program. All right. So we each come up with a list of six exercises. The exercises overall have to basically fulfill a number of fitness needs, which include function, health, strength, and cosmetics, which I don't know how I guess we'll see. Okay, I'll explain where something may be quote cosmetic, because actually sometimes cosmetic, the way I see it, would probably take away from function and some other things.
Sure.
So we're gonna then talk about it and rate each other's exercises and then declare a winner.
oh, we're just going to see what our points are.
Or see our rating?
Okay. I have a feeling that a lot of, we might have some similar exercises.
Probably, I would
up.
Think so. Okay, all right, so you go first. What's your first exercise?
Okay, I have the squat.
Okay.
As one exercise.
All right.
I have the clean and press.
Well, let's
as another.
Do you want to go through the whole thing or you want to talk
about
each one?
We'll go through each. We'll go through our whole ones and then we'll talk about each.
Okay. Clean and press.
I have the burpee.
Okay.
I have the sprint.
Okay.
I have the pull up.
Okay.
And I have the bench press.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Similar. So I have burpees and interval sprints on mine.
Okay.
Similar. I've got pull ups. then I have deadlift.
Okay.
Push ups.
Okay.
And a single arm dumbbell clean.
Okay. So actually quite similar. It's funny, if you look on mine, I had deadlift crossed out. I chose to go with the clean and press instead because I felt that they're similar, but I felt that there wasn't as much for my shoulders. So that's why I wanted to do the press, although I know it's a little, you don't get quite as much weight with the deadlift, but I felt that overall I just felt that it would go a little bit better. All right, so let's go through each one. As we saw, we have very, very similar workouts. So
I didn't include any core. Everything includes a core.
I was thinking. Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. I was thinking the same thing. But if you think about it, a lot of this stuff does involve the core.
Yeah. Okay. And I would just say that this is kind of like a hypothetical situation where you can only pick six exercises because in general, like we're talking about strength versus function versus whatever other potential like modes of fitness, you may not necessarily want to focus on everything at once. You may want to focus on one thing, but where we're going with this is this is our six exercise. That's all
people always ask me, well, what are the best exercises?
Yeah, which is not a real, you can't really answer.
You can't really answer it, but I'm trying to encompass that. If you had to only choose,
we're making
six,
a game out of it. So okay,
yeah, we're making a game
six.
Out
okay.
of it.
All right. So why don't you go first? What was your first exercise?
All right. So I have the squat.
Why?
Just because it works multiple muscle groups, and it very good for the core stabilizers. It's good for your explosivity, and it also has some variations. You don't have to do it with a lot of weight. You can do squat. You can jump with it. It's very good for the legs. Now I know that it can be detrimental to the knees and the back if it's not done properly. So obviously there's a little bit of risk that goes along with the squat. So that might detract from the overall, especially if you can injure yourself. But with done right, I feel it's one of the best overall exercises. It really adds a lot.
All right, it's interesting. This is a tough one, and it's a tough list because a lot depends on what your goal is. Because I would say I was choosing between the deadlift and the squat, I think I'm looking at my list and yours too, and they're very performance focused. Yep. Where if you were looking at it more rehab or prehab or dealing with the average person, or we might select less performance-based exercises. Yeah. So I think that's one part problem with this, that it's like, what are the six best exercises? But then there's a caveat, which is, for what population? Sure. So we're kind of going with a younger, maybe more athletic population, or just more athletic. I wouldn't necessarily say younger, but a more athletic population than we are going with, let's say, if you're looking at like older adults or someone coming off of an injury, obese population.
That's an excellent point. And maybe it's good to make some lists based
on those. Maybe we'll do another one like this. So I guess because we've both done this, we're looking at more what are the best exercises for a healthy person who has no injuries and fit, but fit enough to do some of these, which can be complicated exercises. So right off the bat, we've kind of pigeonholed where this routine would work for.
Yes.
So anyway, so you chose squats, which is great for anybody. I chose a deadlift because it has a lot of the same benefits of squats, but it's an overall strength builder, and because you're gripping the bar, it adds a little bit more of the upper body work to it. So you're getting a lot of the benefits of a regular squat, positioning wise and strength wise, but you're also adding some upper body work to it. So I think as an overall strength builder, there are very few exercises, if any, maybe the squat's one of the few that come close, but not even that can really compete with the squat or with the deadlift. So yep. Very few exercises compete with the deadlift. So as an overall strength builder, I went with that because I'm not a big like weight training person. And I think that's the one that if you want to build strength, that's going to help you build a lot. Now, obviously, there are, you know, if you have certain weaknesses, there are accessory exercises that might be necessary. But I felt like the deadlift is a great strength builder.
And it is. One reason why I like the squat is because of its variations that you can do. You can do a squat jump without any weight, and it actually turns into a nice cardio exercise if you do a bunch of them. So, and when you combine it with other stuff, so let's say you do a burpee and a squat jump, then, which are two exercises that are on my list, now you come up, it enables you to do a nice, you know, cardiovascular sort of, you know, agility workout, something along those lines. So that's why I went with squat, even though, as you can see, the deadlift was crossed off my list. All right, so on to your second exercise.
What's yours?
Well, I had the, I guess in no particular order, the clean and press.
Okay, why?
I felt that it's excellent for overall strength. That I didn't have the deadlift, so I didn't have that lift, and I thought that having a clean in there and a press also, I felt that my overall workout didn't have all that much for the shoulders, so I wanted to get a press. Plus, I felt that this is also one very good for overall strength and explosivity.
Okay. No. Yeah. That was one that I would consider. I actually went with the last exercise on my list. Not again in same as you, in no order, but a single arm dumbbell clean, which I like. It's an explosive movement. So again, for mine, I have the deadlift for the overall strength, and then the single arm dumbbell clean is great for just power. It's a great power exercise. Because it's single arm, it really allows you to focus on, you focus on one side, you really develop the strength on that side, and then you can work the same thing on the other side. It gets the shoulders a little bit, but it's really more about power and technique. If you know how to do the movement properly, you know, your strength isn't as much of an issue as just how powerful and how explosive you can be with that exercise. So I went with the single arm dumbbell clean. It's a great movement for athletes and for generating power.
Okay. So moving forward, I had the burpee, which you also did.
Yeah.
And I've heard that the burpee is just one of the best overall exercises, maybe one of the best, especially without any weights.
Yeah.
It's great cardio, a little explosive as well. There's variations that you could do. You can, do it with a jump afterwards. You could do it really fast. And it's just has good stuff. Great cardio, calorie burner if you do.
Yeah, I had a burpee suit. It's my favorite, favorite and least favorite at the same time. It's miserable, but I've never gotten in the conditioning cardio shape as much as when I started just doing lots of burpees. And even my legs, like, you know, it's funny, I mentioned deadlifts and power cleans, and I don't do that much anymore. I don't do it at all, really. But more because my body just doesn't seem to do well with like power, like boxing, kickboxing, and then lifting weights. But I do lots of burpees, and my legs have grown significantly in size, muscularly, doing just lots of burpees and sprints. So it's interesting that I had kind of that response to doing those exercises, where typically you need to lift, you need to do heavy squats or do lunges and do leg presses and things that are really working your strength. But these two power somewhat hybrid, like anaerobic, aerobic exercises have really been what have helped me, help my legs grow significantly over the last few years. But yeah, burpees are just a great exercise. It's great for getting your heart rate up. It's great for conditioning. If you want to add progressions, you can add things like push-ups. You can add, I think of a burpee as, the full, down, feet out, feet in, and jump. But you can do add a knee tuck. You can add dumbbells. You can do it with a Bosu ball. You can do it on a physio ball. There are all kinds of ways to do burpees and progress or modify. So I feel like it's one of the most dynamic exercises. And just for overall conditioning, one of the best things you can do. I went on vacation. That's part of my kind of vacation workout. Is just burpees and push-ups, and it'll keep you in shape. So I definitely burpees are one of the best.
Cool. All right. And now I think we both had
sprints.
A sprint. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now why is a sprint so good as compared to say? I know we needed to have one real cardio exercise on there. Why the sprint as opposed to say a long distance running? Or swimming.
Okay, so So sprinting.
We mean the run sprint.
Yeah, yeah. I mean a running
sprint. Well, you can,
you know,
climb sprint.
You know, if you can't run or if you have a knee problem or something, then you can do sprints with other exercises. I think the running just is the easiest way to do it. You know, you either get out on the track, you do it, you set the treadmill up and you do it. You don't need equipment for it. You know, you just need space or you need a treadmill. So I find that I would go with running sprints because that applies the most to more activities. You know, if you're playing a sport, it likely involves some kind of running or sprinting. So I would go with that, but you can
and
do
sprints. If
you're
chasing after someone, yeah. You need that too.
Like I almost chose I was between actually the sprints and rowing. But at the end of the day, it's about the intensity that you get. So the thing with sprints is we talked about high intensity interval training and how it's great for conditioning. So, you know, now I'm thinking that because I added the burpees, maybe I should have gone with a longer endurance run because I don't have anything that's for, you know, longer term endurance. I've got things for more about power.
Well, you
and
can do
explosive.
I mean, intervals could function.
Yeah,
as
no,
that in a
no
way.
Intervals have a lot of benefits over long distance running. So there are certainly a lot of benefits, and I think that's part of why I went with it. I don't do much long distance running. But I have the endurance and I feel better than conditioning wise than when I did do long distance running. So there are a lot of benefits over it. It's not necessarily better, and there are a lot of benefits to doing the longer distance running. But I chose the sprints because again they're an efficient way to develop your cardiovascular abilities and to develop without now it's interesting, you would think that sprints would be lead to more injury. And again, there are a lot of studies.
Ask that question.
Again, depending on how healthy you are in your form, I haven't read a lot about this and there hasn't been a lot of studies. So I'm speaking, it's more speculation than it is more speculation, also just more, I guess, anecdotal experience than it is any hard set studies. But I find that there are more injuries with longer distance running because it's a cumulative thing. You're constantly, there's overuse. And even personally,
I know
more people that have injured themselves, long distance runners that have gotten injured. And I myself have only, the only time I've ever had knee or hip problems was when I was training and doing long distance runs where I would run, you know, do an hour run and then I would do, you know, and 1 hour run once a week. And then I was doing another couple of, you know, 3, 4, 5 mile runs during the week. And that was the only time I got hurt was just doing that much running where I do lots of sprints, lots of sprinting and conditioning, but it's, you know, when you count the actual time spent doing the work, it's not that much time. You know, my typical like sprint workout is going to amount to, you know, a few minutes worth of actual sprinting, but I still get a lot of the very similar cardiovascular benefits from it. And I've never had any, zero injuries or felt anything through it. And I know many people who train that similar style and they have not dealt with any, you know, injuries as far as I know. And so, but again, this is speculation. It's not, there aren't many studies on this subject yet. So I went with the interval sprints because I felt like even if you even it out, even they're equal cardiovascular benefits, I'm going to go with the sprinting. Now, again, this is for healthy
people that are
young
able
person,
to do that.
For somebody who is not necessarily not fit or who is coming off of an injury, sprints could be dangerous.
Sure.
And longer distance running might be, and it's hard. Sprinting is hard.
Sure.
You know, it takes a certain level of willpower to do it. So that was why I went with it. But I think you could swap that out with a 3 or 4 mile run.
Sure. Well, I went with the sprint because I felt that the longer run might actually negate some of the other exercises, because when you actually look at the exercise, it's not that while yes they are individual, you're looking at them also as an overall routine. Sprinting will help with certain with certain strength exercises. You're training your explosivity with sprinting, which is exactly the opposite with a distance running. So a sprint, if you do a lot of sprints, might actually help with like a squat or a deadlift or clean and press.
Technically
and anaerobically especially. Am I wrong on that?
In a way, because so again we're kind of coming up with this like jack of all trades program that addresses everything.
Well, if
so,
you look at sprinters, right? They if you look at Olympic sprinters, they're built.
Okay.
And if you look at distance runners, they look emaciated. Muscular development is just would lend itself to more explosive exercises.
Well, I'll explain. So we're trying to come up with things that complement an overall program. You're going with two extremes. You're talking Olympic sprinters who are elite athletes.
Sure.
Let me finish.
Exercises as well. You're correct.
Okay,
you're right.
You're looking at elite athletes versus, again, marathon runners who are going to the extreme, well, sure, you know, the low end of the extreme. We're not talking about even ultra marathoners. But so I think that's not quite fair, because I'm not talking about, you know, running. So any level of running that might be added in place of sprinting wouldn't be something that would take away from the rest of the program. Second thing is, to be honest, including a squat and then a squat and then a clean and press, those exercises actually are more counter to each other and cancel each other out more than adding the cardio, because you have one thing that's more overall strength,
sure,
and then the other one that's power. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're looking for something that's going to address a little bit of everything. So I wouldn't worry too much about two exercises like canceling each other out, because it really isn't going to happen, because there's no real goal. This goal is an overall program.
I was more, maybe that I wasn't thinking so much that it was cancel out, but more that it would
aid in
some of the categories.
Compliments.
Is that true that a sprint might help in some lifts?
Sure. Okay. I mean, it's working the same systems in a way. I mean, that's why, like I said, you know, with me getting bigger sprinting and not lifting weights, you know, in a lot of ways those sprints do work that system. So, you know, if I was doing the long distance runs, my legs probably wouldn't grow as much as the fact that I'm doing, you know, hard sprints a few times a week.
Interesting. So now, did we both have the pull-up?
Yes. I wrote a book on pull-ups, so I better have pull-ups.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best exercises. They're a great indicator of overall strength. It's hard to pull your body weight up. It's one of the best exercises you can do. So, you know, builds overall strength, your back, works the lats, works the biceps, works the back of the shoulders. You know, even you can get your core involved. There are a lot of ways to modify it. You can do different grips. You can focus more on the biceps. You can focus more on the lats. You can do a lot with the pull-ups. And they're really just a functional movement and one of the best, like, indicators of real, like, overall strength.
Yeah. I mean, same reason why I chose it. I knew that it would be on your list, but I definitely, you know, I've always loved pull up. I've found that when I'm going through workouts where I do a lot of pull ups, I just feel stronger, and I just I don't know, I just feel better when I'm doing a lot of pull ups.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's crazy because you have guys, I know people who can bench press tons of weight, but they can't pull themselves up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's one of the best.
Right. And my last one was the bench press.
Going up against the push up.
Yeah. Well, kind of similar. You know, I felt that I had some other body weight exercises in there. I felt that I had a burpee in there, you know, and obviously the you know, the pull up. So I wanted to get some more. I wanted to get a little more sort of power in there. Also, you know, I like the fact that it.
Let's say strength.
You
know,
it could add,
not power.
It's more.
There is a difference.
Strength,
yeah.
Strength.
It is important to differentiate strength versus power.
Strength versus power.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're not. They work to get there. There's an overlap. There's definitely an overlap, but we want to think about power as like what's power? Mass times acceleration. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at this. You know, the speed becomes a factor in power exercises, where, and now you might be doing a bench press powerfully, so there are times where it could come into, but generally we're looking at it as more strength, which is just how much you can lift, not independent of time, but time is not as much of a variable or factor in your overall strength. So I do, it is important to differentiate between the two when we're talking about that.
And what other reason why I went with a bench press is because cosmetically, I think that it looks good. It can help you build some chest muscles, and it kind of looks good. So I wanted to include a little bit in that category. Not that the push-ups don't, and I know that there's lots of nice push-ups, especially if you do like plyo push-ups, are really awesome exercises. And of course, all the variation from push-ups, and you can also do great muscle endurance with push-ups. But you can do nice muscle endurance stuff with bench press too. So that was my chest of choice. Even though I seriously did consider the push-up, it was between the two. I decided to go with the bench press, but. You know, I knew that the push-up would find its way on the list.
Yeah, I went with the push-ups. They're, you know, we have our pulling exercises. You got lower body exercises. And so I think that, you know, we needed something for pushing. I don't love the bench press is limiting to an extent. It's can be dangerous, you know, going heavy weight for the shoulders at
full
range.
Especially if you go down full
weight. But it's a good exercise if done right. I just like that the push-ups are just a little bit more dynamic. There's you can do a lot with the positioning. You can do it. You can add the explosive push-ups. You can regress. So if you can't do full push-ups, you can do them from the knees. You can do the push-ups again, different angles, different positions. You can do elevated, lower. You can do them on different surfaces. And they're a little bit more functional, so it can apply a little bit more to everyday activities. Not that a bench press can't. And I guess the one drawback is that you can't really build as much strength. It's more endurance, unless you can't do push-ups. Yeah. You know, push-ups aren't going to do a lot for your overall strength. And the only way to do that is you have to play with like your speed. Like if you go down at a really slow count and up at a really slow count, so you lose the strength.
Weight on your back, but it's
I don't like that. But you lose some of the strengthening benefits of bench press. But I felt like the dynamic aspects of the push-up for me put it just ahead of doing a bench press as on my list.
Cool. One interesting thing to look at is that we chose a very similar routine. So I guess we were thinking along the lines of a relatively healthy, fit individual that can perform all these exercises. I guess that's what our mind went to, was a little bit more performance based. It's funny, if you ask the weightlifter, they probably say, you know, they would definitely say bench press. They might go with a squat as well, but you might see something more like a military press in there, or you know, bicep curl.
Well, it depends. Like, that's the thing. It's like,
once again, it all depends.
If it's
on the
six
goal.
Best, because I'm thinking there are tons of like six, just six overall. I'm thinking there's so many things I miss. I want to add a single leg squat. Now I'm like, that needs to be somewhere there. Or you know, not that a plank. Planks are a little overrated, but there's certain types
of
planks that can
no
be good.
No pure core exercise in here.
Yeah, which we wouldn't need a pure core really. But it depends. If you know, if you, every trainer or every athlete or population is going to have their own list.
Yeah.
So it's a tough question because of that. Like again, if you're looking at a fighter, like what are the six best for them? It's going to be different. If you're looking for the six best for a dancer, it's going to be different. If you're looking for the six best for, you know, any population, it varies quite a bit. So I'm thinking, there are a few things, because I was so far on the performance end that I missed a bunch of things that are really important. But I guess from a performance standpoint, if I want six exercises, these are probably, I would stick with the list for the most part.
So our score is going to be pretty close, I think. All right, so let's go through each one. Is there another category you want to add? I have, strength, power. I kind of put that all into one. Do you want to break that up, or is there another category, maybe, you know, agility? Although that would be under function.
It varies. It depends. For this list, which we've, like if we're doing a rehab list, then it's going to be completely different.
Sure.
There are different variables and different, different.
All right, so we'll make this our performance list.
I guess so.
That's the direction we went in.
Yeah. All right. So then I would say functionality.
No, we got that.
Strength. Power.
You want to do power and strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Separately, risk of injury.
Okay.
Which should be like negative points.
That'll take negative points.
Cardio?
Cardio.
I would say cardio / conditioning.
Okay.
That's kind of cheating because
that's fine. No, let's. Remember, this is general.
A little bit different things, but all right.
Conditioning is your overall.
Yeah, but.
Right. Not the overall score, but sort of. I know it's a weird. They're weird terms. Some of it's semantics. Right, some of it's not. And then I have cosmetic, which doesn't earn as many points.
Yeah, it doesn't even make much sense. But okay, all right. So let's rank them. Let's do the ones we have together. What do we have together? Burpees.
Yep.
All right. So go through the list.
All right. So we have once again power, strength, function, cardio, cosmetic, risk. All right. So what do you give me under power?
For your program?
Yes. Rate from 1 to 10.
Power. What did you... You had one power exercise.
So I have... the clean and press and the squat.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you 6 for power.
Okay. What's lacking?
No, you had the sprints, right? I'll give you I'll give you a 7.5. All right. Yeah, 7.5.
Okay. 7.5. Now, a bench press doesn't help towards power at all.
I mean, you can do them explosively, but the general more purpose strength. Is more strength. So I'm going to say that would fall more under there. I'd say the sprints can fall under power. The clean and press can fall under power slash strength. The burpees are more endurance condition, not quite endurance, but not quite power. It's somewhere in the middle. So I'll give you 7.
And what? Okay.
7.
So we're going with a 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about strength?
I would give it an 8 because what you've got, the bench press, which is big strength, squats, which are big for strength. The pressing part of the clean and press can be, it's more power, but it can be strength along with the pull up. So I'd give you a solid 8.
Okay. Function?
Function. Let's see. You went with the squat, which is pretty straight. I mean, it's a function, important exercise. But you squat, the bench press, not really. Burpees are.
Function.
Kind of, yeah. But I'm thinking even mine too. There aren't many movements that are really, dynamic movements. So I'm gonna actually say a 6.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what function means too. Yeah. It's like function as a. It's like I'm gonna say 6 or 7. Because everything is pretty, every movement is pretty straightforward. There's not a lot of dynamic.
I was thinking there wasn't
involved.
Like a lot of jumping here.
Yeah,
spatial.
It's not even
stuff.
That. Just like you're not much rotation. Even mine too. I'm thinking, there's not a lot. Moving through a lot of
that's
planes
why I
of motion.
To do that.
So we're gonna keep going.
A sprint.
It's not function. I mean, it's. It depends on what function is. If you're a sprinter, sure. If you're a basketball player, sure. But it depends. But I'm just going to say
so what
overall.
What would be an example of something that would help in this category?
I mean, I don't. It's such a vague. It's vague because it really.
Like some sort of ladder jumping where you're doing like an agility thing?
No, like a lunge and rotation or like a kettlebell, swing and pull or figure eight or any number of things, like something that just involves more movement because these are all very straightforward. I mean, the movements, it's one direction.
Okay.
There's no turning. There's no changing of planes. I mean, the burpee, you kind of drop down to the floor. So that's a little bit more dynamic, but there's not a lot going on. There's some of these are technical, like a clean is a very, very technical movement. A squat can be pretty technical. But there's not a lot going on that really is challenging your proprioception or challenging, how you move. So that's why I'm just going to say it's about a 6. I mean, mine too.
Okay.
So that's where I'm saying, now that I think about it, it's like, there are things I'd like to have added.
The list, it's tricky to come up with these. All right. Cardio.
Again, it's a tricky one. So that's why I said, if we go conditioning with cardio, then, I give it an 8 because we've got the... the burpees and the sprints. But if we separate the two, if we separate cardiovascular, longer term endurance versus your conditioning and your ability to
within reason. And let's not forget that doing pull-ups is good. It's still good for your. It's good for your cardio. It's good for your conditioning.
Not really.
And you can do circuits. You can do stuff, and you can use these exercises.
Can't really
in a way.
Do a good circuit. I mean, it becomes a rough. You can do it, but
it might not be
I'm
the
looking,
most effective circuit.
I'm gonna say again, if it was conditioning, I would give it like an 8, 9.
Okay.
If we're doing overall endurance, like longer distance endurance, I'd give it a 3 or 4. Again, not that you can't get a good workout. You can. I'm just saying there isn't really anything we've added there. I get overall, I'd say 6 or 7 because you do get you get a lot of great benefits. And for what it's worth, I train only doing my cardio is burpee sprints and doing, pads and sparring. And at the end of the day, I did that Spartan race and I got a perfectly good time in an hour long race that had all those, all those obstacles. So, obviously, I feel like the high intensity work and that interval type of work translates better to longer distance cardio than, let's say, longer distance cardio would translate to high intensity work.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely translates better and the benefits transfer better. So I'll give it a little bit. Let's say 7.
Okay.
6.5.
7.
6.5.
All right. No halves. I'm not going with this half thing. All right. So, cosmetic.
It's such a
I know, and it's subjective.
So subjective.
Right, because who chooses what. All right, so let's sort of clarify.
I'm going to give it.
We're thinking of in terms of like muscular development like a bodybuilder. So let's think about it like that. Or you can think about it just looking good, looking fit and looking healthy, right? So if you you just give two
completely different things.
Right? Oh no, but so like the bodybuilder would be on the extreme, but if you're just fit and healthy, that would score some points. But if you're like out of shape and you don't look good, then that's very low on.
If your focus is on how you look and how fit you are, I mean, I'm sorry.
And I don't mean a bodybuilder in terms of size, but like.
If your focus is on aesthetics, purely on how you look, I think yours is going to rate a little bit higher than mine, but it's going to be pretty low. I'd say 5. Because these things will get you in shape, but they're not going to, there's no focus on like the muscular development.
Isometric. That's more what I mean by.
There's no focus on like the muscular development in the same way as if we did a program where you pick six, you know, you did like, you know, deadlift, squats, bench press, bicep curls, shoulder press, you know, added more of just strength exercises. But a lot of these, we each have a lot of exercises that are eventually turn into muscle endurance exercises versus things where you can pack on the strength work, you know, like a pull up. Obviously they're hard, but no matter how, good, if you can do tons of pull-ups, like you can find ways to make them harder to an extent, but you can only go so far. Where with the, you know, and for me, especially with the push-up, you can only go so far. Bench press, you could just keep packing on the weight. So yeah. I'm going to go with...
Well, this one only rates from 1 to 5 because we don't count this as
important. Well, I mean, then I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay. All right. So now, all right, let's go with yours. So for Ryan, we have power.
I will give me. So isn't fair. I'm just gonna rate all.
No, you're just doing it.
For power, what did I give you? I said 7.
Gave me a 7.
All right, I would probably give me an 8. Okay. I mean, not 7, because when there are, I'd say 7 too, because there are a lot of exercises that will help with. I mean, there are exercises that will help with power. But there, I certainly could have included more if I wanted power to be a focus. I think if I said 8, that would be, you know, I don't have enough, you know, pure power exercises to justify an 8. But like I said, you know, with the dumbbell clean, it's great.
This is all very arbitrary.
It really is. This is silly. Not silly, but it's good. It's an interesting exercise, actually. No pun intended.
Remember, it's while the number 7 or 8 is arbitrary. Proportionally, it's not, because it goes to show
there's no perfect routine.
There's no exactly when you have so few exercises, yeah. And it goes to show if you want one, you're going to take from something else.
Yeah.
So yes, these numbers an 8, a 7, 6 is arbitrary. Proportionally, it's not arbitrary.
So I gave yours a 7, right? Yep. So I'm going to give mine about a 7 too, because I think
you don't think yours has a little more than mine?
No, the sprints and cleans are power. Push burpees, you can get some power. Doing explosive push-ups are great power exercises, but again, there's still not the heavy power focus. So I'm going to say 7. 7's still pretty high.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So once again, that's pretty good. Remember, we're coming up with an overall plan. So having some power is nice.
Okay. All right.
So strength. You gave me an 8.
I'm going to give me a 6.
Okay.
Because I just have the deadlift. Now, deadlift's one of the best overall strength exercises, but I'd say a 6.
Okay. So now under function.
What did I give you?
You gave me a 6.
I'll give you a 6. And I included the, I'd probably say 6.5.
All right. I'm going to give you a 7 on that. Makes sense. Okay. Cardio.
Again, same as your. What did I give you? I gave you.
You gave me a 7.
7. I'll give myself a 7.
Yeah.
Well, it's essentially the same thing.
Cosmetic.
I'd say 1.5. Okay. 2. I mean, not that these will not get you.
Sure.
Good,
yes.
But,
you look if you follow any exercise, you look fit and you'll look good. And that for most people, that's what's important. I think when we meant cosmetic, we mean like real muscle definition, like a bodybuilder of sorts.
Yes.
But being fit would count for something.
Yes.
So just, you know, but whatever. Once again, all arbitrary. Okay. Let's add up these scores. All right. We got 7-15. Looks like I win by 2 points.
It's the most unscientific thing we've ever done. Well,
I know, 1 point, because you had a higher function. So it was my strength that won out. But of course, by 1 point. So, all right.
So, this is how this is how flawed this thing is. that you the expert lost the overall. Yeah,
but there's
well, I mean, it's essentially the same.
There's a lot of it was essentially the same thing. I mean, but there's a lot of interesting things to think about is for us that our mind went to these exercises, right? Yeah. Because immediately when we thought overall workout, we thought
performance.
More performance based. So now why did we think that? Is that because that's our goals or because we would do that for sports or activities that we perform?
No, because we two things. We projected that obviously onto this from our own goals. I will say that I'll do these. Almost every client that physically is capable of it will do these exercises or some variation. So I definitely value them, even for people who are don't have quote performance goals. So there is value to them. I just think that again, there are other exercises that might be more important for keeping the body
goals and
together,
like
keeping
that.
More quote functional or help
include
with
a stretching,
kind of prehabilitation,
anything
or,
along like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Although
we could have used that as one of our
flexibility. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So I know that the whole thing was arbitrary, but it was more of a sort of a test to see where our mind would go. Also, would you choose, now that you could think about it, would you choose something different?
Would you choose
a different plan?
Once again,
an overall thing.
I need
a different context.
So yeah, so much involved because, there's balance in it.
Sure.
So, but is the person unflexible? It's just because there's so many questions then you have to ask. Like, that's where fitness generally is very person specific. Because you said people ask, what are the best exercises? Or can you send me a workout program? And it's easy enough to send a workout program. But if I don't have any data, it's really just a shot, shot in the dark. Versus if for you, right? If you said, hey, I need a good performance program with six exercises, I might give you this. But then if I ran some tests with you, I may completely change it depending on what I saw. So, hey, try it. If you're listening and you want to quick, it's a good workout. I would do this,
Is it possible that we chose these exercises, our mind went there just because in fitness and sports media, these exercises are so highly touted? Is it possible that meta factor played into our decision?
No, I mean, they're highly touted because they're effective.
But once again, effective for
that purpose.
For this purpose,
and
which
our
we
minds
deem
go
is very important.
Performance. So that thing, we have set that as like the primary goal. Our minds went there. So yeah, it's good. Interesting. Well, maybe we got to do another one although I think it'll be harder
when
for
you.
I think maybe it might be hard to, because I think this is another thing is, the extent to which you're really connected to fitness has to do with performance,
yeah.
Right? Obviously, through
a little
the
bit
podcast, you've gotten some more.
A little bit more aesthetic, but mostly performance.
Yeah, what you're, the extent for you is performance and aesthetics. That's what you've done for your own working out. And so to go any further, if I were to say, all right, let's pick the best rehab exercises for the shoulder. I mean,
it's funny because that's actually,
not silly. I mean, it's great.
You chose the one subject that I would know about because I had to have physical therapy on my shoulder.
Okay, fine.
An exercise. So I know the band. I did a whole bunch of those. So,
you get
yes,
the point.
In general,
if I were to say, what are the best exercises for a healthy lower back? Probably not going to be.
I could guess,
but I wouldn't
really know.
Yeah.
In fact, I might even choose
and you'll probably
stuff
be
that
wrong
could that could
with
exacerbate
a lot of them. Yeah,
problems.
Because there are a lot of things out there that like the plank. Not that the plank is a bad exercise; it's a very good one. I do it all the time. But if done too much or done improperly, it's something that can exacerbate a back injury and make things worse. And sometimes it's a little bit too much emphasis on like just the static plank. So it varies a little bit, and it depends on what the thing is. But this is an interesting little chat. And then if nothing else, we did talk about the value of some of these really important exercises.
Yep.
And so if you don't have burpees or sprints or pull-ups or deadlifts in your program and you can include them, I would definitely try to incorporate some of these if you can. They're great exercises. And like I said, I will try to add a PDF with these exercises that just has some images and descriptions. But again, if you are familiar with them, great. If not, I would definitely make sure you exercise caution when doing them.
Yep. All right. Well, what do you guys think? Do you based on similar criteria, would you have a similar exercise plan?
Yeah, if you're a trainer, write in and let us know what you think.
What do you guys think?
What your list?
I think that we all realize that so much of it is based on context, as we always say. But yeah, let us know what you think, and maybe we'll try to do a different one of these with completely different criteria or different goals in mind and see what we come up with.
Yeah, and next time you let me know about it ahead of time so we can actually have a little more structure. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. As usual, all of our stuff is on thegymwits.com. We're all over now. So we're on Spotify. We're on Google Play Music. We're on Stitcher. We're obviously on iTunes, as we've been talking about since the beginning of the podcast. So you really have a million ways to find us. And so whatever you use to listen to podcasts, just hit subscribe, rate us, and that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits.